But you basically pick them up at the hospital at 11 a.m. and deliver those. And you can talk to Pastor Jim if you have any questions about what that entails. Then also this coming Friday is Lorraine Augsburger's 99th birthday. And so if you'd like to send her a card in celebration of her birthday, her address is there in the bulletin. And then a couple that we've been talking about for a little while now, a couple opportunities to serve and helping different ministries to serve our young people. We need a Sunday school teacher for the 4s, 5s, and kindergarten class to teach this summer. And so if you'd be interested in doing that, starting in June, you can talk to Mark about that. And then also, we're still looking for someone who'd be willing to take on the responsibilities of being VBS director for our Vacation Bible School this summer, which starts May 30th and goes to June 2nd. And you could talk to Mark about that also. And there's also a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you'd like to help with VBS, because not only do we need a director, we need lots of helpers in order to make that work. And then you'll see there is a purple insert in your bulletin about the Art of Parenting session training thing that's coming up here on March 18th from 9 to 6. And you see the details about that there, including the cost and the registration deadline and how you can register. And then also Friday night before that, there will be a film called Like Arrows that will be shown here at 6:30. It kind of goes along with the theme of the parenting seminar. And then just the other activities that are coming up, you see there on the calendar portion of your bulletin, and including the fact that James Romano will be here with us in a couple weeks, and then the praise band group from Frontier the week after that. Do we have any other announcements this morning? Okay, our call to worship this morning comes from we do have one, Mark. Okay.
So,
great.
Thank her for that. She'll look for VBS director. Understand that with the VBS director, kind of like with Club Rock, we've kind of tried to divide and conquer. So your job as director is kind of just to oversee things. We've got, already have people in place to do certain things. Kind of the concept is that we all kind of divide and do our part, that it's going to be less to do for a quote-unquote director. So don't be scared of that.
Thanks. You're a good salesman, Mark. Need a VBS director. You don't really have to do much, you know, but. And Miranda, thank you for volunteering to teach the Sunday school class. We appreciate that. So. Our call to worship this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 13 and 14. It says, "Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love."
Again, we extend a greeting to each one of you, and if you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen and stand with me, we're going to sing number 514, "In My Heart There Rings a Melody," number 514.
Mm-hmm.
I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. As Christ died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away, he put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. 'Twill be my endless theme in glory. With the angels I will sing. 'Twill be a song with glorious harmony. With the chords of heaven ring. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody with love. Thank you for singing. If you greet one another, let each other know that you're glad they're here today. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the body. I got a couple of them that were given to me that came throughout this week. We need to pray for Isaiah Gortmaker. He has the surgery that was supposed to be scheduled the end of January has been rescheduled for tomorrow. He goes in at 6 a.m., is dealing with kind of the mass that's grown around the bone on his cheek area, so he will be going in. And then also our former youth pastor, Andrew Elliott, is with Frontier, and he's with a team in Trinidad, so we'll be praying for them. Rod had gallbladder surgery, and I see that Kinnett's here, so he must be doing okay, that you could leave him alone for a little bit. But Rod had gallbladder surgery on Friday. A couple of updates from Heidi, her nephew Niels, we've been praying for, that had the construction accident. He is in rehab and is doing much better, but he still does have a long road of recovery. And then a former member, both a teacher at Sunshine and a member here, Cheryl Kozakowski. She is from California, and her dad has been in hospice for the last 3 months or so. He is ending his time here on earth, and so Cheryl has gone. She lives in Iowa now, has gone to California to be with her dad, and his time is short. But there's a lot of end-of-life decisions that need to be made, and as well as her as a daughter walking with her dad. couple others, a family from Platt that's very involved at Sunshine, the Gary Konichny family. Gary passed away suddenly at the age of 53 of a heart attack out in the hills. They had been skiing, and he and Lisa have 10 children. Three of them are still in the home. So we'll be praying for the Konichny family. From Pastor Jason and Christina, Christina's sister Holly leaves Wednesday to go back to the Ukraine, and that not only for safety in your guys' travels down to Kansas to see her off, but also for God's protection as she goes back to minister Odessa. Okay, I got to remember which city. But Odessa, relatively safer, but it's still not 100% safe, but it'll be a part of the medical mission team there. And then we've been praying for Lucas Nelson. He got back home from his time in Sioux Falls. But we're just praying for him, and this is that God will continue to work in his life as the challenges, some of the challenges that he faces. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Bonnie. So Ed and Bonnie's son Stephen is going to be moving from Idaho, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's right. And to Sioux Falls, this Thursday we will pray for his time. We have been praying for moisture, and a lot of states have been praying for moisture. I have a cousin that's in Mammoth, California, and the snow is higher than he is, and he's almost 6 foot. So the mountain passes have been getting snow, which maybe help California with some of their drought, us for drought too. But yes, we'll be praying for safety. Yeah. Deb.
The Bombray family has praises and prayer requests. You know, it helps for me to go back and look at Nathan's healing journey, you know, what was going on last year. Mm-hmm.
You're certainly welcome, Deb. As you've allowed us to be a part of this process and to come alongside and pray, you've been very faithful with your Caring Bridge. That's been very helpful. But this week, they are able to go back to Mayo. That is a huge praise that those tests were moved up because we know there's always delay. At least Mayo is faster with the way that you don't have to take a test and then wait a week. But as you guys are up there, we pray that God will give direction. But we also praise God for how far Nathan has come in this from his accident. Other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into worship today, we thank you for the opportunities to come together in fellowship. First and foremost, that because of your Son, Jesus Christ, we can have fellowship with you, that you have called us into your family, that if we have received Christ as our Savior, you've opened up doors of relationships that supersede family and genetics to the bigger family of God. And you not only have called us to be your servants, but you've also called us to be your friends, to be your children. And that gives us a hope for this life. We thank you for the sacrifice your Son made, the accepting of his sacrifice, the raising of him from the dead, and now he intercedes on our behalf before you. Father, we pray that you would help us to be your servants here in our community. We lift up these requests to you. We just ask that you would be with Isaiah Gortmaker as he has surgery tomorrow, as they head over today to Sioux Falls, and get ready for this procedure. I pray you would give wisdom to the doctors and the surgical team. Guide their hands. We thank you for the medical profession and how you have made us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And there are those that you have gifted to understand the human body. So we just pray for the surgery that there would be a good outcome, and as well as full healing for him. We also are grateful that Rod made it through gallbladder surgery and that this procedure will help him. And we pray for the healing process there. We just ask that you would be with Lucas Nelson and that you would lay your hand upon him. Father, we just sometimes don't know always how to pray, but you understand our desire. Our desire, like with all of our children, to see him walk in faith with you. We're grateful for how he volunteers for Club Rock and the way we've seen him grow up through that ministry that you've entrusted to us. And the reminder of each Wednesday when those students come, the opportunity we have once a week to share the gospel, to invest in their lives, and to see many of them go from first grade through sixth grade, and then to be grateful to watch how they turn around and want to be a part to help. So, Father, I thank you for the gifting that you've given Lucas, and continue to use him with us, and just be with him through this time. Father, we also lift up the extended family. We pray for Ed and Bonnie's son, Stephen, his desire to move this week, give him safety in his travels, especially with the weather that's passing through the states that he has to get through, and bring him safely to Sioux Falls, that you would help him to get planted into a church and to be not only fed, but to use his gifts that you've given him. We lift up Heidi's nephew Niels and his recovery. Ask that you would please continue to strengthen and heal his body as he goes through rehab. We pray for Cheryl Kay and her dad and time with her dad as his moments on earth are drawing to a close, that you would give her the peace that only you can provide and comfort through this time. Give her wisdom in the decisions as well as the hard part of saying goodbye. Father, we also lift up the Konichny family and the reminder of how sudden life can end and how sudden we can be called into your presence. Father, I pray for Lisa and the family that you would wrap your loving arms around them for coming to, and we may never be coming to an understanding, but to coming with peace that it only is found in the hope of Christ. Thank you for the life Gary lived, for his passion for you and for his family. Father, we lift up the missionaries that we support and that we know. I pray for Holly as she finishes her time here in the States, that you would truly put your protection around her as she goes back to Ukraine, as the reminder of praying for that country and the how peace will only come through your son, Jesus Christ, but that you would help peace to break out, protect her as the open doors of ministry, for those she comes in contact with to be able to spread the gospel, to find hope in Jesus Christ. I pray for her family as they say goodbye, that it is not easy and you would bring comfort there and a peace and assurance that Holly is in your hands. Father, we also pray for Andrew and the team from Frontier as they are ministering in Trinidad, the opportunities they have of working with the church there, that you would give them open doors as you stretch them in a foreign land to understand the culture and the people that they come in contact with, but also the understanding that the gospel is the hope for all people, and help us to remember that here in our setting. Father, we rejoice and with the praise from Deb of Nathan's healing, and we pray for this coming week, for safety heading up to Mayo's, but also the test and the results. Father, that you continue to heal and work in Nathan's life. We thank you for him being with us, for Deb and Brian, and each day that you would help them to sense your presence with them. Father, for our missionaries, we are grateful for the Maines as they minister in Grenada. Through the school there, we ask that you would be bringing the help that he needs to maybe transition to a little more retirement status, or at least wearing less hats, so that they could be able to spend some time in the States with their grandkids. I thank you for their faithful service over these many years there in Grenada, ministering to the students and families there. Father, as we remember our country, we continue to pray for our leaders. We thank you for the moisture you sent our way, and we are reminded of how little we control. And so, Father, I pray for safety for those that have to travel through all this weather that comes through. And Father, we ask that as we receive the offering from your people, that you'd use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Janelle. If you'll take your hymn books, and you can maybe stay seated for this song. We're going to sing number 357 together, either in our hymn books or up on the screen. Jesus Loves Even Me, number 357.
Shall my song in eternity be? Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
Now turn to number 305. Lord, thy church on earth is seeking. 305, I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please. And Janelle, if you would play through the song once. This is unfamiliar. Though I've heard, the tune is easier. Leading it may be fun. But Janelle gives a fighting chance if she plays through it once. So the tune is easy to catch on. Here we go.
Lord, thy church on earth is seeking a renewal from above. Teach us all the art of speaking with the accent of thy love. Fulfill my mission, serve with love and share my grace. Freedom give to those in bondage, lift thy burdens caused by sin. Give new hope, new strength and courage, grant release from within. Light for darkness, joy for sorrow, love for hatred, peace for strife. These and countless blessings follow as the Spirit gives new life. In the streets of every city where the bruised and lonely dwell, we shall show the Savior's pity. We shall of his mercy tell. In all lands and joyous places, we shall serve and seek to bring all the world to render praises. Christ to thee, Redeemer King.
You may be seated.